Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is a Friday afternoon. We have made it. Congratulations, self-high fives all the way around. We will certainly talk more about what is going on with the Secretary of Public Safety. Now, I know there's damage control being done for him. I mean, it's odd that some of the damage control, some of the defense for him is being played by people who are not actually even working in his office. Bizarre, don't you think? But this is a matter, in my opinion, can't be investigated by the state police, can't be investigated by the Attorney General for the Commonwealth. And frankly, I don't think it ought to be something that's left up to politicians in the state senate or the House of Delegates. I think this is something where the Department of Justice has to come in with no allegiance to anyone and say, all right, we got to get to the bottom of this. But anyway, that's me. We'll talk about it more as we head through the afternoon. One of the things that we have been trying to do on the program is chat with each of the candidates running for the Republican nomination for governor of Virginia. And we've chatted with Kirk Cox and Pete Snyder and Glenn Youngkin. The first person to actually get into the race more than a year ago, State Senator Amanda Chase from Chesterfield. I'm happy to say she's joining us. Senator, thanks for being here.
Hey, Jeff. I am so thankful that we got out of session in time today that I could come on your show.
We are as well. Look, I know it's tough up there. There's at least in theory a lot of stuff going on. I don't think any of it's good, though, is it?
Oh, don't even get me started. That's a whole nother show.
All right. Well, let's talk a little bit about this run for governor. I mean, you have been out there for well over a year, right?
Absolutely. Jeff, listen, I know that if we are going to win statewide in Virginia, we have a huge hill to climb. So I've done a number of things. The first thing I did as part of my strategy is to start over a year early. I have already covered the entire state of Virginia once. I'm going back a second time. And it's actually all that hard work is paying off because we're leading in all three polls by double digits, which is huge. We've actually, my campaign is of the last campaign finance report. We have raised more money than even former Speaker Cox has. And we've done that, Jeff, with no PAC money, Political Action Committee, to your audience. Mm-hmm. And no money from lobbyists. That is unheard of. And our social media presence is bar none. We have the largest social media footprint because we know if we're going to win statewide, which I believe I very well have a great shot at doing that, we've got to try things differently. You know, a lot of times Republicans will do the door-to-door, make the phone calls. You know, a lot of people find that annoying. We got to go where people are. And so we have crushed it. On the social media, there have been whole articles on our social media presence. But I'm also the first woman to actually seek the Republican nomination for governor. And what is the demographic that Republicans always struggle with? Women suburban voters. And guess what? I am one. And so that's why I've been successful. I'm a second-term state senator. I'm not a career politician. I'm a mom. I'm a businesswoman. I've actually been in corporate America. I've worked for S&P 500 companies. I've worked in the private and the public sector. Plus, I understand the General Assembly and how things work. And if you are going to fix things, you have to know how they work. But I haven't been in there long enough to become a part of the problem. In fact, I've been the one exposing the problems there. I've exposed the pay-to-play system where legislators make about 18 grand a year, and we're forced to pay caucus dues every year, 10 grand or more. And so it makes the legislator beholden to the PACs and the lobbyists. And, you know, my second year in office, I kind of got a feel of how things were working. I said, this is something I'm not going to do. I'm going to focus on doing the work of the people. I didn't take this job to be a fundraiser. And so I pushed back. So I pushed back on that. And
let me ask you this, because one of the concerns that I've heard from people is that we don't really know if Amanda is a Republican. Was she or was she not kicked out of the Chesterfield Republicans? Did she leave? Why, I guess one of the knocks on you, why don't you play well with others up in the state Senate?
Well, I think that's a very fair question, and I'm so thankful for the opportunity to explain that. And I think as people watch President Trump at the national level, they can kind of relate to what I have gone through. You know, I'm a firebrand Republican. I was raised up through the Tea Party. I'm not a social club, a country club Republican. I'm a mom who gets things done. When I heard the name Barack Obama, I'm like, what is going on with my country? You know, I'm not a politician. I didn't grow up in the party. I wanted to make a difference for my country. And so I got involved with the Chesterfield County Republican Committee back in 2008, 2009. I ran campaigns for over 23 Republicans, including former Majority Leader Eric Cantor, Congressman Dave Bratt, went on to help him, Congressman Randy Forbes. I could go through a whole list. Cuccinelli, back when he ran for Attorney General. I was the, if you could, secret weapon of the Republican Party for over a decade, working behind the scenes to get Republicans elected. So I think it's laughable when say, is she a Republican? I was the one behind the scenes getting all the Republicans elected. And my frustration,
you were also actively supporting somebody, not a Republican, running against the Chesterfield County Sheriff. And so I think, again, you know, we talk about issues and people go, yeah, she's right on these issues. But I think there is a
real... Well,
let's
talk about that.
Okay, let's talk about that. Yeah.
So that you're talking about Ron Kersey, and Ron Kersey is a Republican. He did not run under the Republican label, but he came to one of my events when I was running for re-election for state senate. He was a former Capitol police officer. In fact, he was the sergeant, and he was coming out in support of me. And actually, you know, after the whole incident with the Capitol police officer that occurred, it was actually Carl Leonard that came out and said, I'm not supporting Amanda. And, you know, that really crushed me because it, you know, didn't bother to call me or anything and figure out what happened. He doesn't understand how the General Assembly works, didn't give me a chance to explain myself. So to have a sergeant of a Capitol Police to come out and say, we love Amanda. You know what? She works well here at the General Assembly. That whole deal with the Capitol Police was a complete hit job. On the inside, and Carl didn't give me the chance to explain that. He did not get reprimanded by the Chesterfield County Committee. Actually, it was me, and I actually didn't endorse the independent. He endorsed me, but because I posted it on my Facebook page, it was interpreted as an endorsement, which it was not, because I was not going to support anybody in that race. I don't normally support people in primaries, but it was misunderstood. But listen, I am a Christian, conservative, Republican in that order. I'm a mother of four. All of our kids are grown. My husband and I grew up in this area. We're both high school sweethearts. We grew up in Bon Air. I graduated from Monacan High School, which is right around the corner here. Mm-hmm. Graduated from Virginia Tech with a degree in business, corporate finance and business management. And I might be blonde, Jeff, but I am smart. And
anybody has ever said, oh, Amanda's a nitwit. Not at all. No, listen. And you know what? This is, as you know, these are questions you're going to be asked, and I'm sure you have been asked as you travel the state. And if we're able to get our act together and there's a debate amongst the candidates for the nomination or something at the convention, do you actually know what the hell is going on with how we're going to pick a candidate?
Well, and see, you're starting to feel my frustration that I've been dealing with for over a decade. And listen, these are I believe good people that mean well, but they're at a stalemate. And, you know, it's just been very frustrating. And that's why I filed the lawsuit, not because I'm not a Republican, but because I understand the process, Jeff, because I've been a part of it. I've been a part of the action and trying to clean things up, clean up the Republican Party. I think we need to make the Republican Party great again. And that's kind of what I've been. I said, you know what? We all share these principles. But see, I'm the one that's looking at my colleagues in the Senate. This is why I left the Republican Senate caucus. We had Tommy Norman, who was he's the majority leader at the time, who was sponsoring legislation against the Second Amendment. He was sponsoring legislation for tax increases. When Republicans do that, where's the accountability? I was the one holding them accountable. It's why I left the Republican Senate caucus. I had issues with Carl Leonard because we had a disagreement over whether illegals who commit crimes in Chesterfield should be released in the streets of Richmond. He said, my hands are tied. I said, we need to fix it. Basically, you're creating a sanctuary city for Chesterfield. And that's where we got into a disagreement. So it's not that I'm not a Republican. I'm 100% a Republican, but I hold other Republicans to the same standard that I call myself to and that the Republican creed calls us to. And that's why we are losing statewide, because we have Republicans that vote like Democrats, and we are losing our brand. And so I hope people understand that whole issue. And I think it's a very good issue to bring up. And I'm so happy to clarify. I also have a blogger. You know, you've got the Never Trumpers out there. People call me Trump in heels because I speak the truth. Now, Jeff, some people say the truth is controversial, but, you know, we're in different, unparalleled times. I'm going to continue to speak the truth, whether it's popular or not. I have clearly stated, I do believe the 2020 presidential election was stolen. How could it have not been? Whenever the Virginia General Assembly, controlled by Democrats, whenever they took the guardrails off of our elections here in Virginia, what do we expect? It'd be no different than if we went to our bank and the bank decided they were going to have a policy that they are not going to take your picture ID anymore. Of course there's going to be shenanigans. Of course there's going to be people that take advantage of the bank not asking for a photo ID. So why is it, you know, y'all love it. I was doing an interview with CNN that's going to air Sunday morning. She's like, well, where's the fraud? I said, well, it's not my job to prove it. My job is to call an investigation. And that's what I have done. We need to have a full audit. We need to get rid of these Dominion voting systems and stop using them in Virginia. We need to go to paper ballots. We need to get rid of mail-in ballots unless you have an extreme circumstance like you're serving in the military. There need to be far and few exceptions to these mail-in ballots. There's really no excuse for it in Virginia. We have 45 days where people can go in person and vote. And so, you know, I said that, Jeff, and I was censured over it. Say that the Virginia Senate said, you know what, Amanda Chase went to the January 6th rally, to the Stop the Steal rally, to protest the election results. Well, you know what I said? Yeah, heck yeah, I did. You know why? Because I believe the election was stolen, and the left can slam me all day long. Amanda Chase does not care. I'm going to stand up for the Constitution, and in the Constitution we have the First Amendment, and what does it say? That we, the people, we can express our grievances to our government peacefully. Now, I have condemned the violence, but peacefully, that's what we're supposed to do, is express our grievances to the government. That's what we were doing. And, you know, and I wanted to go and see for myself, because, you know, we see all these fake media reports where they're trying to create a narrative that doesn't exist. And I was there. It was peaceful. And I was standing there at the Washington Monument because there were hundreds of thousands of people showing support for our president who were there all across the country, peacefully assembled. And I took a video of that and posted it on my Facebook page. And that's where all the trouble started. And you know what? One thing that people will know about me is that I don't back down, that I'm going to stand up for our principles when no one else will. And, you know, I've been called many things, Jeff. I've been called Trump in heels. I've been called the Annie Oakley of the Senate. And I think this is very important for people to understand when we're looking at the different candidates. I am the most pro 2A candidate, and I'll tell you why. I have a lifetime A rating with the NRA and 100% rating with VCDL. No other candidate running for governor has that. But I also carry each and every day. I'm always carrying right now, and we've seen this in Chesterfield, the increase in crime. You know, I support 100% our law enforcement. I have actually carried the FOP legislation here in Virginia for 5 years. My first bills were passed for our law enforcement. You know, I think we should defend our police, not defund our police. And so on the floor of the Senate, the Capitol Police and everything, they're cheering me on because I'm in there fighting for due process for them. And I even introduced a line of duty act that it's guarantees due process for our law enforcement when they get in tough situations. I have the highest score in the Virginia General Assembly as given to me by the Virginia Tea Party, the highest. And we're not talking about just the Senate. We're talking about the House as well. I mean, that is just huge. I'm unabashedly pro-life, 100%, but I'm also a business person. And I know I've got a lot of business owners that are out there. Not only do I have a degree in business from Virginia Tech, but my husband and I have had businesses, payroll companies. We've got currently a landscape company that our boys run, computer companies, payroll companies. We've had a financial services business for a while. But then I've also worked at the Federal Reserve Bank in Richmond. I worked in credit and banking and finance before I came home to raise our kids. And I will stop there and say, you know what? Amanda Chase is 100% pro-school choice. We actually homeschooled for 8 years when our kids were young. We've had our kids in public school. They all graduated from Chesterfield County Public Schools, had three sons to graduate from Manchester High School, one to graduate from Cosby High School. And I believe that our public schools, they need an overhaul. We need to stop this indoctrination. Our kids are being indoctrinated. You know, we want to reopen the schools. Well, let me tell you the legislation I saw this past year, you need to know exactly what your kids are learning. Yeah. I will defund this indoctrination in our, and I'm talking about higher education, colleges and universities. I'm sick of it, Jeff. And I'm going to have an 800 number that parents and students can call in. And if they start pushing this white privilege crap on our kids, I'm going to defund their schools. I'm sick of it. We need to treat all people equally, but not special treatment. Equal treatment, all right, under the law, not special treatment.
Fair enough. Let me stop it there because we're far over time, but I do want to get you back. We're going to have everybody back, and hopefully somebody at the Republican Party of Virginia can actually figure out how we're going to pick candidates as opposed to, you know, picking a number out of a hat, which seems to be where we're headed. I think that's embarrassing. Listen, I appreciate you being here. For folks that want to learn more about you, please, what is the best way? I'm assuming a website.
Yes, thank you, Jeff. It's chase4va.com, all spelled out, chase4va.com. And they can go in there, get more information. If they want to, they need to sign up to be a delegate. You know, I push for primaries, so you could just go up the street and vote. But everybody's going to have to sign up to be a delegate to vote, and we're going to help them. We're going to get all 2 million folks who voted for President Trump signed up to be delegates and show up in Lynchburg. It's going to be fun.
It's going to be a parade.
I'm really excited.
All right. I so appreciate you being here. And again, we'll do it again. State Senator Amanda Chase, we're allowing and inviting each of the candidates seeking the Republican nomination for governor to join us. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.